I'd like to talk about a principle that Christ puts forth for our lives today. And that principle is seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be given to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek God, the things of God, the things that God has asked of you, and then all the rest will be taken care of for you. This is a precept that is completely rooted in faith. Now, a lot of times we misunderstand what faith is. Faith in no way contradicts reason. It doesn't go against our capacity to reason as human beings. Faith is like trusting someone to take care of you. And so we grow in our faith, just like we grow in our marriages or some of our more primary relationships, by putting ourselves out there with the hope that that person on the other side, the other part of the relationship, is going to fulfill or take care of whatever the particular need is. So we trust them. We trust our wives and our husbands. And that trust builds over time. It becomes very powerful. It becomes kind of the thing that holds together the relationship in many ways. That's what faith with God is. It's putting ourselves out there. We don't know. We don't have control. We expect that he will be the one who will take care of us in these situations. Seek first the kingdom of God and all things will be given to you as well. And so I want to read another passage which Jesus speaks of this precept in its context before I go into our readings for the day. This is from the mouth of Jesus. And this is one of those that should almost be in all of our homes posted in bold letters. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they are? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? Why are you anxious about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not take care of you and clothe you? O you of little faith. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what should we eat and what should we drink and what should we wear? For the non-believers seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be yours as well. We really live in a time of faithlessness, and you don't need to look at the Pew surveys to confirm that, although they do. For every Catholic that we bring into the church, we lose five. And as far as churches go, the Catholic Church is actually holding on to believers a little bit more tightly than other churches of different denominations. We're on kind of the higher end of that, of doing well. And so, of course, as we as a country and a culture and a people begin to lose our faith in God, of course, we become more anxious. We are more anxious, depressed, and suicidal than we ever have been as Americans. And those statistics keep ramping up year by year. We don't have any belief that reality is secure because we don't believe in the one who is the essence of reality, God our Father. The examples that were given in today's gospel and the first reading are examples of just putting our faith in God and letting go. Putting God first and allowing Him to take care of us. The prophet Elijah, in our first reading, his story is very much similar, I think, to our current circumstances. In Israel, Elijah was one of the last voices of faithfulness to God. And everybody else was kind of falling away. They had started to worship false gods, the gods of Baal and other false gods. And so Elijah is kind of the voice, the prophet, the mouthpiece of God. And he has his own journey of faith. He's told to go speak to the king by God, which is not an easy thing to do. The king, more or less, chases him out. His wife wants to kill him, Jezebel, the king's evil wife. And Elijah tells the king, there's going to be a drought for several years. So he goes out, and God tells Elijah, I want you to go by this little stream, and I don't want you to worry about during this drought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. I'm going to take care of you daily. And so for years during this drought, God sends ravens to bring food to Elijah, bread and a little bit of meat. And he gives just a little trickle of water for Elijah to drink from on a daily basis. Elijah waits. He doesn't plan for his meals ahead of time. He doesn't worry about tomorrow. He puts his faith in God, and God takes care of his needs. At a certain point, God says, years later, God says, it's time for you to go. So Elijah's just patient through this whole thing. It's like, what's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step? Elijah doesn't worry about the next step. He waits for God to tell him when the next step is coming. And so Elijah is told by God, I want you to go to this town about 90 miles away, and there's going to be this poor widow, and she's going to take care of your needs for the next year. So he says, okay. And he trusts in God, and he goes. And so this poor widow, we get the story that we had in today's gospel, she is about to run out of food for her own family. She's down to her last little cup of oil. And so she's about to just kind of face the facts and, you know, we're going to go into starvation here, her and her son. And Elijah says, I want you to give me your last piece of bread. I want you to bake whatever oil and flour you have and just make it for me. And so this woman, knowing that this is a prophet of God and that God himself, through this person, is asking her to do this. This woman takes this step of faith. She gives her last food, not to her son or herself, but to this prophet who asked for it. And then the flour and the oil do not run out for a year, and God takes care of them. In the gospel, of course, we have the example that Jesus gives us of this widow who is just completely surviving off of the good graces of God her entire life. A widow is the lowest possible form of social class after a slave in these days. So she didn't have a husband to support her. She didn't have a means of taking care of herself. She just basically relied on the providence of God. And so when God would give her, this widow, some kind of means of taking care of herself, Jesus points out, this widow just gives everything. Her faith is that vibrant. She's seen how God has taken care of her, and so she has no issue giving it all. It's very tempting to try to control every aspect of our lives as human beings. It's very, very tempting. We have this compulsion inside of us where we all feel this desire to control every aspect of our lives and make sure everything is planned out and taken care of, and that we are the ones in charge of our own universes. Today, God is asking us to take a step back, do whatever He is asking us to do, to live by this principle. Whenever there's a question, I can't tell you how many times I am tempted to step outside of prayer and take care of something more urgent. Answer this email or this particular crisis and just kind of step out of my hour of meditation a day where I'm with the Lord. It's very tempting. Seek first the kingdom, though, and then everything else will take care of itself. This is a mantra that Jesus is asking us to live by. It's a mantra of faith. And faith builds over time because we see how God takes care of us. And we pay attention and we remember, oh yeah, He took care of me then. He's going to take care of me now. Jesus, we ask You to help us to let go of any type of control that is unhealthy in our lives. Help us to let go of any type of anxiety. Any lack of faith. The propensity that we have towards just satisfying ourselves and taking care of all of our own needs ourselves. Help us to be like the widow, like the prophet Elijah, and like the widow of Zarephath. Help us to put the kingdom of God first, to never put anything in front of You. Help us to put sacraments first, personal prayer first, and allow You to take care of everything else, Lord. We ask these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.